Three people have now been charged in connection with a string of car break-ins and thefts at funeral homes in northern Arkansas. The break-ins happened between March 15th and 19th in Pocahontas, Walnut Ridge, and Hoxie. 25-year-old Efren Neely Jr., 27-year-old Pernita Hill, and 27-year-old Cleisha Martin were all arrested at Walmart in Jonesboro. Hill and Martin were in a vehicle reported stolen in Pocahontas. Neely was in the store. Police searched the car and found several stolen credit cards and two firearms. During an interview, Neely allegedly told police that Martin helped break into the vehicles and gave Neely the stolen cards to use in Walmart to get prepaid Visa cards. Hill is being held on $50,000 cash-only bond. Neely's being held on $10,000 bond. And Martin is being held on $50,000 cash or surety bond. Hill and Neely are due in court on Wednesday. Martin will be in court Friday, May 24th. A Mountain View, Arkansas man has been arrested after allegedly taking his sister and her baby from their home. According to the probable cause affidavit, 22-year-old Joshua David Younger faces charges after he allegedly came into the house his sister and brother-in-law lived in at 2 a.m. on April 9th and assaulted the man, then grabbed his sister and her baby and forced them into the truck with him. His sister fell out of the truck, but the baby was still in the truck, being held by a woman in the truck. Younger was stopped by police a short time later and arrested. The unidentified woman in the truck said she told Younger that this was wrong. Younger is charged with interference with custody and two counts of assault and one count of false imprisonment. His bond was set at $200,000. The Missouri House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed legislation to put a measure before Missouri voters to ensure the safety of Missouri children and curb the heinous crime of sex trafficking by strengthening penalties for sexual offenses involving children. H.J.R. 132, a resolution sponsored by State Representative Wendy Houseman, proposes a crucial amendment to the Missouri Constitution to ensure stricter punishment for those convicted of sexual trafficking of a child in the first degree. Under the proposed amendment, individuals found guilty of sexual trafficking of a child will face life imprisonment without the possibility of probation or parole. Thanks to a generous donation given to the Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation from a local resident, the Sheriff's Office will be able to furnish several deputies with new body armor vests. Earlier this year, Baxter County resident and current Quorum Court member Rhonda Tink Albright gave a $5,000 donation to the Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation so that some of the deputies could be provided with new body armor. It is recommended that the body armor vest be replaced every 5 years in order to provide the best and most reliable protection for law enforcement officers. On Monday, U.S. Representative Jason Smith congratulated Missourians from the 8th Congressional District who accepted appointments to attend U.S. service academies. Out of all the qualified candidates throughout the district, only four students nominated by Smith received appointments. Hayden Kissinger of St. James will attend the U.S. Air Force Academy. Sam Lancaster of Sykeston will attend the U.S. Air Force Academy. Eric Pinson of Mountain Grove will attend the U.S. Naval Academy. And Evan Fuller of Farmington will attend the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The weekly arrest reports from both the Izzard and Sharp County Sheriff's Offices are now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Thursday, May 2nd is National Day of Prayer, and Monday, Penny Brill stopped by ECNN Studios to talk about it.
We are observing the National Day of Prayer at the People's Park Pavilion in West Plains, and we just want to invite everybody to come and join us.
Penny talked about what they plan to do in West Plains.
We will start by praising God, and then we will pray for military, our government, churches, families, anything that has to do with our nation, because our nation needs prayer.
She said everyone is invited on Thursday, May 2nd, from noon to 1 to the National Day of Prayer at People's Park in West Plains.